Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Naso, Lift Up. Week 35, Fifth Aliyah. And the chiefs offered offerings for the dedication of the altar on the day it was anointed. And the chiefs offered their offering before the altar. And the Lord said to Moses, They shall offer their offerings, one chief, each day for the dedication of the altar. Number 7, verses 10 and 11. Why so many repetitions? Leaders must always give more than the others. A leader must offer more than the people. The precious stones that were on the breastplate of judgment came from the leaders. In order to be a leader, one must be willing to suffer more, offer more, pray more, watch more, give more money, give more of what one has and of one's abilities, and to abstain from privileges that others enjoy. This chapter contains repetitions that can slightly bore us as readers. Why does Hashem name the offerings of each person when they are all identical? Would it not have been better for him to name the first offering and then say that the other offerings were the same? The reason that all the offerings are named with the same enthusiasm is that they are all equally important. The last one will receive the same honor as the first one. Hashem's attitude towards an offering does not change. He does not tire of receiving gift after gift, day after day. His soul is not like the soul of man that easily gets used to things and does not pay the same attention to that which demands attention when it comes to tiring repetition. One who has been doing through a time of lack is more grateful when he receives something than the one who has always been and has always had abundance. One who always gets what he wishes for does not value things like the one who has not had that privilege. Gratefulness for food ought to be just as great every day. We ought not to take anything for granted. We cannot demand anything. It is not our right to have something good to eat every day. It is a grace given from heaven. If you have to eat the same thing 2 times in a row or 2 days in a row, are you just as grateful the second time as you were the first time? Hashem did not get tired of the leader's offerings. He considered all the offerings equally valuable, and he named their gifts in detail and wrote them in the Torah for all eternity in order to show the whole world throughout all ages how much he appreciates each and every one of these leaders and their offerings. They had given from hearts that were dedicated to him. That's why all of them were listed in detail. Now, as we read this section, let us not skip a single word, because then we belittle the one whom the Father honors. Kol Tov and Shalom.